Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, the final day of May. It's May 31st, 2012. Very hot weekend planned on tap in southern Arizona with possible smoke drifting this way, drifting westward from the largest fire in New Mexico history, consuming, I think that thing is pushing up to 200,000 acres of the beautiful Gila National Wilderness Area, a beautiful area of our country being consumed, a lot of it by flames. This is a big week for us. It's anniversary week on the Buckmaster Show. Tomorrow, Friday, we celebrate our 1 year here on the home of the Buckmaster Show, AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We have live streaming of our show at kvoi.com and on my website, buckmastershow.com. And you can hear our program anytime, anywhere in the world on one of three websites, buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and tucsoncitizen.com. But we are live Monday through Friday, noon to one. We'll kick things off this Thursday afternoon with a newsmaker interview with Dr. David Rubin. Dr. Rubin is challenging Dr. Richard Carmona in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. 20 minutes past the hour, a big weekend for the Tucson Boys and Girls Clubs that with Saturday night will be the annual steak and burger dinner. 30 minutes past the hour, a Tucson judge joins us to talk about putting civility in the courtroom. And we'll close out the show with gardener Phil Cedar of Green Things. Phil is, well, he says he's had it up to here with all the weeds in this community. Phil's been in Tucson forever. He says he has never seen the city look so bad, so he has decided to launch an effort. I think he's calling it Operation Clean Sweep. We'll find out about his efforts to clean up the old Pueblo. We encourage you to be part of the conversation. You can always join us during the hour on the Buckmaster Show live line number at 790-2040. You can email questions at buckmastershow.com or submit them using the Buckmaster Show Facebook page, which is Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. We get things rolling now with Dr. David Rubin. Dr. Rubin joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line. He is a Tucson psychiatrist, and he is running against Dr. Richard Carmona in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. Dr. Rubin, how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about why you decided to get into this race.
I've been seeing patients as a psychiatrist for many years, about 150,000 visits, talking to people about their needs and their problems and trying to help them solve problems. I realized when I started this effort that it was the same thing as talking to voters. They were also very interested in solving many of the issues that confronted them. As a physician, I also have been involved in pain management, which is a very limited practice here in southern Arizona. There's not much access. It's a political hot potato. I've been involved with taking care of people with disabilities and trying to get them their benefits. And just overall, I felt that getting involved in social issue, I would have more effect on helping people than I could do as a individual physician. So that's why I started out.
You turned in close to 7,800 signatures to get on the ballot. The minimum is a bit over 5,600. You think you will be indeed on the ballot, Dr. Rubin?
There's no doubt about it. We could have turned in many more. We had a lot of very enthusiastic people helping us, volunteers, and also people that we were paying to help us. They were getting about 1,500 a week, I think, and we're far over the number we need. We have them in four or five different counties. We actually have signatures from more than that. You need them in half a percent of registered voter for the Democratic in three counties. So we will be on the ballot, and we will be continuing to talk with people, finding out what their needs are, and trying to come up with ideas with them of how to meet their needs in the Senate.
Tell me a little bit about your political experience. I understand you were on the 2008 Arizona presidential preference election ballot as a Republican and received a bit over 100 votes. Why did you change parties?
Well, my experience with negotiation with people in government has been extensive. I built hospitals. I built a hospital in Sierra Vista, which was the main resource for Fort Huachuco. We treated many military families, and we had dealings with the CHAMPUS, the federal insurance, and we also dealt with the Arizona Access Program and treated many people, many children particularly, that were on that. We had a lot of back and forth and contracting in that regard over many years. So politics goes beyond elected politics. As far as elected politics, I was interested in 2008 with the presidential campaign. I was watching the Democratic campaign, and I thought that was the Democratic issues were pretty confused. And I had written a platform for presidential campaign as I'd been studying these issues for some time, and thought about that perhaps John McCain would be interested in that. Because he, at the time, seemed to have positions that were more moderate than what turned out later. Then I saw an article in Tucson Weekly that said, well, submit your platform and we'll support you. So I said, well, why not? And that was the extent of my campaign. It was really not a campaign. My affiliations over the years have been Democratic, but I've been disappointed in a lot of the issues that the parties have promoted in general. And so I was an independent for a while. But I'm more of a public citizen who has concerns and have the information that most of us had, which is very limited about the problems. And it's the last 10 years or so I've been thinking more deeply about how to address some of these issues.
Dr. David Rubin is with us. He is a Tucson psychiatrist. The official filing deadline was yesterday, and there will be an opponent, after all, for Dr. Richard Carmona. It looked like he would be unopposed in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate. That primary is August 28th, but he will have competition in the form of Dr. Rubin. And it is an uphill task for you. After all, Dr. Carmona's raised about $1.3 million for his campaign, and I think you've only raised, from what I was reading, only a few hundred dollars.
Well, let me speak to that. Number one, we had the same number of petitions as Dr. Carmona, turned ours in far in advance of him. He was not on the ballot either until recently. He turned them in the other day. So it's incorrect to say that we were somehow behind as far as petition signatures. The other thing is I don't think it's, I think one of the main issues in the campaign, in this political arena for me, is that campaigns are not publicly financed, and people don't need millions of dollars to wage them. You know, what we need is votes, and I have personally financed the campaign to this point. We have not asked anybody for funds, and now that we're in the on the ballot, we may be doing some fundraising. Most of the fundraising goes to paid professional campaign people and television. I don't think television is appropriate way to get the messages across. I think more appropriate probably is internet, speeches, talking, and shows like yours.
Let's talk a little bit about your major issues, Dr. Rubin. You talked a bit about health care. Certainly the economy and jobs have to be up there as well, correct?
Yes, those are some of the campaign literature was written several months ago, and but I think the major issues have to do with are two things. One is that we can solve problems if we have work groups that are cooperative, both at the national level in our legislature and also working with voters to be more involved. Jobs are the number one issue. The economy is stagnant, as we all realize. One of the problems is well laid out by Richard Reek, who was Clinton's labor secretary. There's a maldistribution of income that happens in our society every so often. This maldistribution of income now is the same as it was before the Great Depression in 1929. What we have is a capitalism, which does this naturally, and what we also have is democracy, where the voters can then vote to change the tax structures a little bit or use the progressive tax structure. Tax people, redistribute income to people that don't have disposable income, and the economy will get back going. So that's one important issue. The other issue that's a part of this is that corporate funding of campaigns has really taken the voters out of the picture. When it takes millions of dollars to run a campaign, then politicians are adherent to what their contributors want. The corporation is not a person. Corporation has no business being in politics. It's people. So we're interested in each individual person if they can donate $100 or something like that, or $10. That's all we need. We don't need a great deal of money to do this. I think that the situation has got some other potential problems for us as a nation. If politicians are totally reliant on corporations for their money, then corporations eventually control the country. We're not a country where big money should be telling us what to do. We should have voters voicing how they want their money spent. There's a number of issues as well that go along with this, and it's very touchy in Arizona or in other places. We spend a great deal of money on a huge corporation called the military. We need the military to defend us and keep us secure, but it may be that we don't need the military to spend more money than every other country's defense budget combined. There's waste there. Perhaps the voters need to tell the politicians, hey, we are not so scared of being partners in the world that we can't work with other countries. We don't need to dominate the world and have our military bases over 800 all over the world. If the thoughts are, and this is from Mr. Reek and other writers, that we won't have the money to have domestic needs of education, health care, infrastructure met if we're going to be the Roman Legion, modern Roman Legion of the world. It's a decision voters need to make and be aware of.
All right. Dr. David Rubin, thank you very much for being with us.
I'd like to just tell people to please go to the website, drrubin, F-O-R, for ussenate.com, and email me about their views. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Bye-bye. David Rubin, who says he's not going to be using TV ads. He will be using talk radio, the internet, and other means, direct means, to get his message out to the public in his run against Dr. Richard Carmona. This is The Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI. The Voice coming up on 1217. Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson will look at their big event coming up this weekend next.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Kolb Road extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Two of the world's largest pharmaceutical giants, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, know where bio works. It works at Innovation Park in Oro Valley, one of the 10 best towns for families, according to Family Circle magazine. Bioscience and bioindustry, working together at Innovation Park with 275 acres of inspiring environment ready for biodevelopment. Learn more about where bio works at innovationparkaz.com. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for fresh and healthy pizzas, pastas, paninis, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is handcrafted using the finest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore's award-winning wood-fired pizzas, certified authentic by the world-renowned Verace Pizza Napolitana Academy, is pizza perfection. Vero Amore, North Swan at Camp Lowell, and in Marana at Dove Mountain, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com and on Facebook.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where it is 12:21. Support for Buckmaster comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com. Well, a big weekend for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson. In the spotlight on Saturday night for the 21st annual Steak and Burger Dinner hosted by University of Arizona head football coach Rich Rodriguez. And Mr. Rodriguez's family will be in attendance at the Grand Ballroom of the Tucson Convention Center. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show, Armando Rios, CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, where he was a board member for 19 years and became the first former club member and first minority to serve as board president. He has been active in this community for many years, serving on at least 15 boards, commissions, and civic positions. Prior to his service at the Boys and Girls Club, Mr. Rios was a successful sports agent representing former UA basketball player Sean Elliott. Mr. Rios, how are you today?
I'm great. Buck, I feel a little awkward because it really isn't about me. It's about our great organization, and it's about these amazing kids that we serve.
Well, tell me about your organization as far as your first exposure to it. You kind of came up through the ranks, didn't you?
Yes. I was a poor Mexican kid from the west side of Tucson, and thank God there was that building there that was my safe haven and my place that kept me off of the streets and kept me away from trouble. And, fortunately now we have six of those buildings that do the same for over 8,000 kids. And it's just an honor and a privilege to serve in this capacity.
You got some great kids, and they will be honored, won't they, Saturday night?
Oh, my gosh. It really is an amazing evening for them and their guests, whether it's their parents or the people who are important in their life. These are the kids who have made decisions to be better and to overcome, the many obstacles that they have. You know, these kids have more working against them than they do have working for them. And they're just amazing because they make sacrifices and choices to be better and to have a better future. And I'll tell you, Colin Powell said it best. He said, we can build more prisons or we can build and maintain more Boys and Girls Clubs because of the work that we do. And these kids are just a testament of that.
Do you have, you say you're serving thousands of kids. I think you said, what, 8,000 now a year?
Yes, over 8,000.
Do you have plans to host perhaps more if you have other facilities that could come online?
Well, right now, we have an annual budget of $3 million, and we only charge our kids $5 a year, a school year, and it costs us a lot to serve these kids. So I think that we have our hands full with the 8 clubs that we have. We could probably open 10 others if we have the money, but, it's very difficult to raise $3 million in this community. We don't redistribute our money, the $3 million that we raise, it's to serve and operate these kids, or to serve these kids and operate our clubhouses. So, I think we have our hands full now with maintaining that. So I think for the near future that we'll stay where we're at.
I love the concept. The adults will be eating the burgers, and the kids who are being honored, they're going to get the steaks, right?
Absolutely. And also at each table, we have 2 kids from the clubhouse. They will also be getting the steaks. And the model is a great model because the 2 kids at each table, of course, we want them to aspire to become one of the kids that are being honored at the head table. And we have many, in fact, who have been kids that are out in the audience that have become Youth of the Year. So it's just a great example to the kids that, if you make good choices and you commit yourself, good things will happen.
And these Youth of the Year, they do get to go on to some leadership positions. They get all sorts of benefits, don't they?
Yes. No, it's just, again, it's amazing, and it really is all about them. Our youth are so special today, but they need us more than ever. As I mentioned before, they have so much working against them. The environments that they are born into, they make you want to cry. But, our facilities and our amazing, amazing staff that are so dedicated to serving them just do such a great job at building these future leaders and converting these kids into productive citizens that will benefit our community in the future.
And education, of course, Armando Rios, so important. Each of the Clubhouse Youth of the Year winners will be receiving a scholarship to attend Pima Community College. That is made possible through donations provided by the Pima Community College Foundation and other generous donors. So that's terrific as well.
Yes, the Pima Community College Foundation have been unbelievable partners with us to serve these kids and to provide them with an opportunity to continue their education. And we can't thank them enough because they obviously have their group of supporters. And it's just a great partnership with our community. We'll have over 600 people there on Saturday night. And, of course, we're grateful to Coach Rodriguez and his family for hosting this event. But it is not a fundraiser at all. And I want to make that clear because fundraisers are necessary, but this evening is all about honoring these amazing youth, and that's what makes it very special, is that it's all about them, and it's a community coming together to say to these special kids, you're special. We appreciate you, and we appreciate your efforts, and we're here to honor you tonight, and it's an amazing feeling.
We're speaking with Armando Rios. Mr. Rios is the CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Tucson, really an amazing organization serving 8,000 youth in our community. If people would like to come out to this event, are there still some opportunities for them to come down to the convention center and take part?
Yes, there is. They can call Ann Torres at our office at 573-3533. And she will be able to accommodate them. And I encourage people to come out and just say thank you to these kids. It gets really emotional when you speak about them because they're so special. And the lives that they have and what they have to overcome sometimes seem insurmountable. But they do it. And they do it because they're special, and they do it because we have an amazing staff that cares about them and an amazing board who provides the resources for them.
Yeah, the community really comes together, doesn't it, Armando, to represent these kids who really are deserving, and they want to make their lives better, and they are up against some tremendous odds, aren't they?
Absolutely, and as you well know, we have an amazing community, and despite some of the things that have gone on that don't shed a good light, we have great people who really care. And as I said, if we don't care about our youth, especially those that are that need us the most, I don't know what we would do as a community. But time in and time out, year after year, this is the 21st year that we've done this. And I received an email that gave me chills the other day.
Going to have to go quickly. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah, from a person who was the first youth of the year in 1965. So
wow.
It's just amazing.
Armando Rios, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Coming up now in the bottom of the hour on the Buckmaster Show, civility in the courtroom. It's next on Buckmaster.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The jury at the John Edwards trial in North Carolina has reached a verdict on just one of the six counts against the former Democrat presidential hopeful. The judge has now sent jurors back to decide the other five counts. The jurors have been deliberating now for about 9 days. A proposal to ban some abortions has fallen short in the House. The measure would have banned abortions that are performed based solely on the gender of the unborn child. A federal appeals court says the Federal Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. It defines marriage as the union of a man and a woman. The court says it denies federal benefits to married same-sex couples and is therefore unconstitutional. The Supreme Court expected to have the final word. The Dow is up 47 points, the NASDAQ down 1. More details at srnnews.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Noble Hops Gastropub is for people who revere their beer and their food. Noble Hops specializes in high-quality, delicious food and offers an impressive, ever-changing selection of handcrafted beers from around the world with more than 24 on tap. Noble Hops, a pub for foodies at the southeast corner of La Canada and Lambert in Oro Valley, and always on the web at noblehopspub.com and on Facebook.
Dragonfly Village is in the midst of a capital campaign to build a 12-building village on a portion of the Amity Foundation's Circle Tree Ranch to reunite children in need with their families. Upon completion, the village will have housing for 100 families annually. Please be a part of making the Dragonfly Village dream a reality. Find out more at dragonflyvillage.org. That's dragonflyvillage.org.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1234, this portion of our program brought to you by a new sponsor. Please support these people. I love antiques, and if you do too, stop by Adobe House Antiques. They specialize in early 20th century European and American Western art. Some of the early Arizona painters are represented there. Adobe House Antiques in the Josias Jostler, to say that very fast, design building at 2700 North Campbell, Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. While many wonderful civility programs have been launched in Tucson and Pima County since the January 8th shootings, there is one setting where civility is still desperately needed, and that is in the legal arena. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, Pima County Justice Court Judge Ann Siegel. Judge Siegel is pioneering a program to bring civility into the courtroom. Judge, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about how this program came about.
Well, it's not so much looking at a problem as looking at a solution. And it's limited to circumstances in which a person comes to court and seeks what's known as an injunction against harassment. They have been engaging in behaviors with a neighbor that continues to aggravate them, and they go to the police. Police say, there's no crime here. It's just irritating behavior. But if you're afraid of this person, because in their discourse have exchanged threats and epithets, they come to court and ask for an injunction against harassment. The injunction directs you can't speak to another person, but then all that does is cause festering and more anger, more incivility. And they come to court and ask me as a judge or us, the judges, to enforce this order that they not speak to each other. It's not a solution. And so I engineered and developed a program called a contract of civility, where they'll come into court seeking their injunctions and instead will agree voluntarily, and it's a voluntary process, to engage in mediation. And that mediation allows them to vent, allows each neighbor to vent with their frustrations and work out a contract of civility.
Who is the mediator involved?
I have a mediator. I don't want to say by name.
Not to give the name, but yes. I just wondered.
He actually used to be a helicopter pilot, so I think he just learns how to handle things in balance.
Can get both sides together to sit down and drop the nastiness for a few minutes.
Yes, and it's in the safety of the courthouse. Mm-hmm. There's been security checks, and he speaks to them and allows them to vent, because the only thing that I can order is that they not speak to each other, that they not be contact. And that's not the solution. The solution is bring the trash cans in. Get your lights from shining into my dining room.
The dog barking.
The dog is barking, or the dog is just out, or the children are running across the lawn.
How common is this? I would imagine it's real common.
It's pretty common, but you have to realize how desperate people are to finally go to court and express their – and it's the combination of frustration that they can't work things out and fear of what the neighbor may have said, leave me alone, or – yeah, that dog runs across my yard again. I'm going to cut his paws off. I mean, so the neighbor becomes afraid, can't deal with it directly. And it used to be you'd go to the soccer field or this common swimming pool or kind of a neighborhood gathering area and work it out. We don't have that environment anymore. We don't have that community availability for just working it out on their own. And this puts people's responsibility back in themselves. It gets government out of their home, which is what I think also is very beneficial and allows them to control things themselves.
At what point in the process, then, do you offer this to the parties, this contract for civility?
An individual, a neighbor, they have to meet a profile. There can't be any acts of violence. There can't be any family relationship, like a domestic relationship. It's just neighbors who are unrelated, will come in and seek an injunction against harassment if it's ordered or found that there's grounds for it, but then the offending neighbor contests it and asks for a hearing. When that hearing is set, then I recommend mediation and ask them to just give it a go. They don't have to. It's voluntary. It's a pilot project that is really singular just to us in my courtroom.
And so it's just in your courtroom. Are other judges taking a look at this?
I'm encouraging it through the city court because I think it's very successful. But before we did it, we wanted to make sure that it was a good idea. And we've had unbelievable success, remarkable experiences. People have come back and said, thank you. We just didn't know how to get this done, of how to write out the contract, how to say, I will say hello, or I won't say hello. And the one thing that the mediator requires, which is so important in our day, is that if there is going to be any kind of adjustment or modification, it must be sent in writing by letter. You can't just hit the send button when you're ticked. You know, you have to sit down, write the letter, and we believe that a lot of people write the letter and think, oh, this is stupid. I don't need to worry about this, and rip it up.
We are talking with Pima County Justice Court Judge Ann Siegel. Judge Siegel has instituted and created something that has a very high success rate. I think I was reading it's about 85%.
It's been very good.
Yeah, this contract for civility. And a little bit about what is the wording again say on this contract for civility?
To be quite honest, I have no idea. Okay. They go into mediation.
Okay.
It's completely confidential. I'm not told anything. They could agree to wear blue on Tuesdays. I don't get involved with what neighbors feel they need to have a sense of peace and tranquility in their own home and with their neighbor. And however they want to do it, they do it, except the only condition is that they have to communicate, if they choose to communicate, by lettered mail. And then if they enter into the contract of civility, they agree to dismiss the injunctions. That's a huge step because that means the courts are not involved in their daily life and management.
Did the contract for civility grow out of the violence that happened January 8th, year before last?
For me personally, it's what made me realize that we're dealing in a society of fear. People are afraid, and then they're even afraid to say to their neighbor, hey, would you turn off your light at night? Or, gee, can you please pick up your lemons that keep dropping in my yard? People became so afraid of the unexpected and unknown that they didn't know what to do, so they go to the court because that feels safe. And that's not always the solution. It can cause more fear, actually, than safety.
How nasty does it get in your courtroom?
Within other cases?
Yeah,
we're
other
only
cases.
Talking about this. I'll tell you quite honestly, the courtroom, and I'm in justice court, which is the court of limited jurisdiction, sort of the
sure,
people's
yeah.
court. It doesn't get nasty.
But it's kind of neighbors, neighbor against neighbor.
Right. So the courtroom environment's very safe, but
yeah.
the neighbor to neighbor can be very just unpleasant, ugly. I mean, all of us can imagine having a neighbor where you just don't get along. And what do? That's your home. And so by having this, we are able to restore just, again, a sense of safety or tranquility because people run it themselves and work it out themselves.
And I would think there's very little cost involved.
People
are always wondering, well, what's this going to cost the taxpayer?
It doesn't cost. The mediator's free. It saves the taxpayers dollars because I don't have to have protracted hearings where people use my time as a courtroom and the courtroom time to try and vent, and alleviates frustration. And if I can save anyone a moment of peace and give them peace of mind, there's no value to that. It's invaluable. It's too important. So it's not a huge number of cases. It's a few. But it's so important in every case that we've had success with. And sometimes the mediator will listen and said, you know what? They need an injunction. Mm-hmm. The parties are too much at war with each other.
Mm-hmm. Are these sometimes simmering wars that have been going on a long time?
There's always that case,
yeah.
yes. And yeah. and sometimes they just do not want resolution. They want the injunction. They want to have court orders prohibiting the contact. And if that's the case, that's the case. They don't have contact then.
Have you been in contact with other jurisdictions about this? Sounds like it would be, I would think, a model for this country.
I think so.
I know you're very enthusiastic about it, and just hearing from you about this, this seems like a way to go where we can really get people talking again.
The beauty of our judicial system is nothing happens fast. We're very careful and deliberate when we implement a program to make sure that we understand all the contingencies. So we're using this as a model. The city of Tucson has been approached and are considering whether they want to implement it again on a limited basis. If that again shows success and that there's an appropriate protocol and process mm-hmm. that's expected, then we'll do it. What I'm hoping I can also do is that we can use it in the schools.
Sure.
When we have bullying.
Yes.
Sometimes kids just don't get, what do you mean I have to be nice? What does that mean?
Right.
Well, it means you say compliments, or it means you use the other stairway. And so instead of having, again, court orders, I'm hoping we can use injunctions.
Judge Siegel, we had a question from a caller who did not want to go on the air, but it's a good question. How do our listeners get more information about this program?
They can actually even email me if they wish,
really?
As long as it's not specific,
okay.
about a specific facts.
Okay.
It's about a specific, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an asiegel at jp.pima.gov or at the Pima County Justice Court.
Okay, and that's A and then for Ann, and then Siegel, S-E-G-A-L, at?
jp.pima.gov.
Sounds good, and congratulations. This sounds like a program with a lot of promise. You've already got an 85% success rate, and we wish you good success, continuing success. Let's get it up to 100%.
Thanks a lot, Judge Siegel.
Thank
you very much. I appreciate it.
This is the Buckmaster Show at 12:45. We'll be talking about cleaning up the city, not language-wise, but cleaning up our yards and the medians with Phil Cedar. That's next.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
With 275 acres of stunning environment, Innovation Park in Oro Valley is ready for development. Already two of the world's largest pharmaceuticals, Roche's Ventana Medical Systems and Sanofi, are settled in Innovation Park. Innovation Park, a great place to do business in Oro Valley, named one of the 10 best towns for families by Family Circle magazine. Find out more at innovationparkaz.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We're watching Tucson.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 1249 on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Tucson's intelligent voice. Operation Clean Sweep is coming to Tucson for one day in October. Everyone in Pima County is being asked to clean up their neighborhood streets. Operation Clean Sweep is the idea of Phil Cedar, the most knowledgeable person I know on the subject of plants and all green things. Phil is the host of his own garden show sponsored by Green Things Nursery, and you can find Phil at Green Things most days. His popular shows are on KVOI Saturday morning, 7 to 8 a.m., and Sunday afternoon, 3 to 4 in the afternoon. Phil, how are you?
Real well. How are you?
Doing real well, and I remarked to you, I was over at Green Things, came over there on Monday. I said to you, and you've been in this town a long time, and I've been here quite a while, I've never seen the city look so bad when it comes to these weeds and the medians and so forth and so on.
Well, you're right about that.
So, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I'm asking is for all the people in Tucson that belong to any kind of a group, whether it's a Boy Scouts, a softball league, a Lions Club, a breakfast club, a church group, anybody who knows three people who wants to come out on the 20th of October. It's a Saturday. It'll be 3 weeks past the 100-degree mark, so we should be having nice weather. It may interfere with other things going on that day, but I'd like people to go out and try to remove some of the weeds we see. Now, I've been able to talk to some of the folks at the city and some of the city council offices, and the guys from the groundskeeper are going to be doing the weeds on the mediums immediately. They got a 3-month project going on right now, around 3 months, and you will start to see these weeds on the mediums going off right away. They do not want volunteers on the mediums, most like because of liability of somebody walking into the street, and it will be a lot more complicated if the professionals get that. My next question was, what about the monsoons coming up in about 4 weeks? And are they going to put some pre-emergent down to prevent new weeds from coming up? Because if you're one day late on the pre-emergence, you're done. Sayonara for the weeds are going to come up anyway. And they have a plan for that. It has not been signed yet. I talked to somebody at the groundskeeper this morning, and the pulling of the weeds is going to be done. And the groundskeeper is an owner-operated. You know, the guys that work there own it. And they have put some kind of proposal that's really doesn't have any profits, just to take care of the business and get it paid for, you know, and they're going to spray the Surfland out there. And they were very optimistic that will be signed here pretty quick, too.
So the groundskeeper organization is going to do this for the city?
On the medians.
Okay.
On the medians. They have some laws. We couldn't go out there on the medians without subject to getting tickets. So we'd have problems on the medians, but there's enough weeds on the sides of the roads for everybody in town to get three of them, I'm sure. You know,
yeah.
You can see millions of them. And actually, in the last 2 weeks, I've been contacted by some of the different real estate agency, a big one here in town, and I'm not going to mention names because they're all going to try to do their own thing. And that's what I want. Look, at every year, we pull off Halloween with literally no organization. The kids come out, they get all their candy, goes real smoothly one night, everybody has a good time. What I'm trying to get is for everybody to pick a spot that they would like to clean up. It could be on the side of Colebro, it could be on the side of Broadway, Grant Road. Doesn't matter to me, because there's enough weeds out here for everybody. And in fact, they just had a thing a while back on the east side, about 50 people showed up for that. I think we should get thousands of people. There's a million people in this area. We ought to get a few percent of those guys out. Even 5% is 50,000 people. I don't think we'll get that many, but, you know, we can always hope.
hope's a good word these days.
Phil Cedar is with us, and he is proposing and moving forward with his plan. We'll call it Operation Clean Sweep, for want of a better title. It sounds good enough. So this is really not to organize to the point where, Phil, you're going to be saying, this group go over here, you go over
right.
there. It's just pretty much people getting together. If they want to do their own residential street, that might be a good place to start too, right?
That's my thought. There could be somebody, an elderly person next to you that has a hard time getting rid of weeds. Just help them out. And guess what? If you don't do it on the same day, it doesn't matter anyway. The objective is to keep the city cleaned up, not worry about who did what or who didn't do what. And if two groups show up at the same place, just get along and take the weeds out. Don't worry about it. Meet some new friends out there. I'd like everybody to show up with their own water, their own refreshments, some food or whatever. Just take care of us. We don't need to get a lot of money gathered. We don't have to have meetings. If we had meetings from now to October, we'd have nothing but fights. Just take care of it. Everybody in your club, your Boy Scout, your Girl Scout, you're all getting along in the first place. You all already have meetings. Take care of what you do. Decide to come on that day. And at the very least, the city will be cleaned up somewhat, and we might even make this a little contagious. And maybe we want to do it on a regular basis. Maybe the city will find some money. Look at all the cities in this country, the counties, the states, they're broke. They have a certain amount of money they got to use for police and fire and all this kind of stuff, and that's there. They are trying to find extra money for things, and I guess they've worked a deal out with the groundskeeper, which is fine with me. These are nice guys. I know about half the people that work at the groundskeeper, and they're some of the best guys in this business out there for taking care of weeds and, you know, landscaping and cleaning things up. And you guys see them all the time. They have trucks all over town working out here. And I don't want to pick on one guy, but you know what? The landscapers, I know lots of landscapers in this town, and they're all good guys because they're all helping it clean. If you want to hire a landscaper to come out and do some work for you just to make it look pretty. But, you know, we have people coming here all on a regular basis. This summer, we're going to have a lot of kids coming into the university, and their parents are going to come in here in July, end of June, and they're going to drive around town looking at the city, staying at hotels for 3 or 4 days for these. They have these little, get-togethers to see how they like the school and everything. And we're not showing them a nice place. We have weeds everywhere. And I don't remember ever seeing this except the last couple of years. And, of course, you can say, well, we had some good rains last year, but we got to get these weeds out of there. And also, Mike Emery over at Perfection Auto Works is a sponsor of my show. Has been really grateful about this. If you guys give Mike a call, and just tell them thanks for helping me spearhead this. We're just going to try to talk this into happening on its own. And I'm going to try to get other people in the various medias in Tucson, other radio shows. Bill Buckmaster has jumped on, and he will probably throw this out at people to keep it in the air so we think about it. And if everybody can get out on the third Saturday of October, the 20th of October, and get out there and spend a few hours cleaning things up, first of all, you could probably make the TV, because I guarantee one of the TV stations will show up there and take pictures of your group pulling weeds. And when you drive down Speedway or Grand or Broadway or any other street you can think of in town, you won't see these weeds sticking up everywhere. And there's plenty of weeds for everybody. Shouldn't have any fights about that somebody didn't have enough weeds to pull.
Operation Clean Sweep. It's going to be Cleanup Day, October 20th, being spearheaded by Phil Cedar at Green Things. And Phil, can I ask you a couple of quick gardening questions? Okay, yeah, we're really into this hot weather right now, and I know
we. Tell them about your prize-winning hydrangeas that you got over here.
Well, I'm very proud of them. I believe they're about as nice a hydrangeas as anywhere in Tucson. You have seen them; they are really blooming now. And have you ever seen better ones here in Tucson?
No, and I've been telling people for years: if you get them under trees and you water the heck out of these things, they will do well here. It's not going to be quite as good as Philadelphia, but it's almost there.
And you know what the secret is, and I've told you the secret. The
water
secret,
like crazy.
Oh my goodness! And when you're watering, and these are in very large pots.
Monster pots.
You have to water till the water comes out at the bottom. This has to be a thorough watering.
It's really unfortunate that people buy these hydrangeas in the spring and they put them on their tables and things. They've got beautiful pink and white and blue flowers, and then they become throwaways because people don't know how to take care of them.
Yeah.
I'd like to see these things help beautify Tucson, you know.
And
nothing wrong with making our town look just a little bit more like San Diego.
And of course,
we don't have a beach or anything, but we got people out there that want to have nice yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you, they're looking really good at the Hacienda de Buckmaster. Phil Cedar, we'll talk more about this. We'll continue to plug it here on the show. October 20th, Operation Clean Sweep. Phil Cedar at Green Things. Phil, have a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Phil Cedar, our favorite person about all things green. The Buckmaster Show, brought to you in part by our friends at Flowers Regern Associates, certified public accountants, 2919 East Broadway, and on the web at flowersregern.com. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by our friends at Culligan, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services. What's the secret for Culligan? Well, in my opinion, I'm telling you, their water does taste better. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. On this Thursday, Mayor Rothschild will be with us tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview. And of course, never a shortage of things to talk about in this town on the Friday Reporters Roundtable. We will cover it all tomorrow for you on the Buckmaster 1 Year Anniversary Edition tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
Ten 30 KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, the voice, Good News Radio Network.